Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, it's December, and you all know what that means, right? Christmas is just 22 days away. And for the kids, it's all about Jesus. Oh, well, maybe for a few of us older kids, it might be about the gifts too. Well, would you be happy if I said you're both right? Christmas is about both Jesus and gifts, not separately, but together. You cannot separate Christ from the gift he brings. And in Christ, you are not lacking in any gift. Wow. Let's see what that's all about. Well, we all know the sentimental side of Christmas, the baby lying in a manger, angels announcing his arrival, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Wise men from the east had come to bow down and worship with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Simeon cries out when he sees Jesus, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." What Simeon points to are not just ordinary gifts like you'll see under your Christmas tree at home. They are extraordinary gifts. Peace with God and salvation from God himself. Sometimes I think we just forget how important the gifts of God are, especially the one mentioned in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Here he speaks and gives thanks for the gift of God's grace. He says, "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God was given you in Christ Jesus." These are the gifts then that are the necessary gifts. We are attracted to the shiny, the new, the innovative gifts. But there are those gifts without which we cannot live. You know, I remember growing up with parents who grew up during the Depression era. And it's not that we were poor, it's just that they were extremely frugal. So it was pretty amazing to wake up on a Christmas morning and see this abundance of gifts around the Christmas tree. It really was a sight to behold. Our parents didn't disappoint when it came to filling the room with gifts. But you know what just still sticks in my brain? God bless my mom. She would wrap up the most beautiful packages so that my eyes would just pop out of them. And I couldn't wait to just get in there and rip that beautiful paper to shreds and get that gift. Well, I can tell you that I didn't exactly mask my disappointment when I opened up one of those gloriously wrapped packages of underwear. You see, underwear is the stuff you expect to get at other times of the year, you know, whenever you need it. You don't wrap underwear and put it under the tree. Sheesh, come on, Mom. But my mom was very wise, and it took me several decades to figure out what she was teaching me. Sometimes it seems like we do the same thing with the gifts of God, like peace. Peace with God and salvation and the very important gift that Paul mentioned to the Corinthians, grace. Those are gifts we so often take for granted. Gifts we don't usually make a big deal about. Give us the gifts those gifts on the ordinary days, without the fanfare, and certainly without dazzling wrapping paper. Oh, but God thinks more like my mom. He packaged and beautifully wrapped the necessary gifts, lest we should forget how important they are. And without those most important gifts, or I should say with those most important gifts, we learn that we are not lacking in any gift. St. Paul sure understood this. He says, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, so that you're not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Paul's great concern was that we have the necessary clothing. Let's call it inner wear instead of underwear. Inner wear. Clothing for the soul. To be ready for Christ's second appearance, the day that he would come in glory to judge all people. Grace is the inner wear Christ has given to us so that we're not lacking in any gift. If you have God's grace, you have it all. Take a glance back at the Old Testament reading today from Isaiah 64. And he describes there just how important grace is. I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 64, starting at verse 5b through 7. Isaiah says, "Behold, you are angry, and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities." We forget just how shabbily dressed and exposed we are when it comes to being dressed and covered for eternity. But that's exactly why the gift of God's Son, Jesus, was sent packaged in angelic praise and adorned with the precious commodities of gold, frankincense, and myrrh presented by the wise men. Boy, that sparkliness sure catches our attention, doesn't it? Christ is the embodiment of God's grace given to mankind. God was announcing something spectacular on that first Christmas morning, and that was, grace is coming. The gift of grace is coming. The grace of God in Christ is the critical gift of inner wear, that clothing for the soul we all need to have. He says, in judgment, Isaiah is pretty inclusive. Did you notice he says, we sinned. We have become like one who is unclean. We all fade like a leaf, and you have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. Can you understand just how important the gift of grace is? Isaiah totally got it. Knowing that we cannot make our way to God because of our sin, he pleads for the gift of grace in verse 9, where he says, "Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, we are all your people." And God's answer to that prayer request was an unequivocal yes. Leaving no doubt, God wrapped grace in flesh and sent his one and only Son to bring grace to us as a gift. That's what we're anticipating in the Advent season. The revealing of God's grace once again at the coming, the second coming of our Lord. Paul sends this message of grace to Titus saying, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works." Grace is the gift that we should most prize. Because when the heavens are rent, are torn, and Christ appears to us in glory, the door to peace with God and salvation of our bodies and souls will be revealed and opened wide once and for all. You see, grace is the gift we've already received that clothes us with righteousness so that we are already perfectly dressed to enter the kingdom of glory where Christ sits and reigns. And that's why we observe the season of Advent. If we have received his gift of grace in Christ Jesus, we have received everything that comes along with that most precious gift. Yes, peace with God, salvation from eternal condemnation, and the promise of eternal life with the Prince of Peace and the giver of salvation. With God's grace received and treasured, Advent becomes a joyful anticipation, for we know that with God's grace, we are not lacking in any gift. That is God's Advent promise. It is the gift of grace we consider today as we make our pledges to our Savior's ministry. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen.